Both Senate and House committees hold hearings this week on the financial collapse of Enron. Commentator Peter Loesch says that publicity for witnesses doesn't have to be a bad thing.
During his recent testimony before the U.S. Senate, broadcast on C-SPAN, Enron bad boy Jeffrey Skilling prominently displayed a can of popular diet cola. The can actually sat in front of Mr. Skilling, as if it were the witness and Skilling the attorney whispering in its ear. Another recent C-SPAN episode, coverage of a course on lobbying at a private university in Washington, featured the name of the school on a banner completely covering the blackboard. Where some see coincidence and others see conspiracy, seasoned Washington insiders see opportunity. Taking a page from the lucrative Hollywood product placement industry, think James Bond and BMW, enterprising interest groups and corporations could start paying witnesses to happen to be consuming their product during the hearings. In addition to the rather obvious and clumsy soda can, companies could pay witnesses to drop product names into their answers. Mr. Chairman, these are tough questions, and if it weren't for my antiperspirant, Panic for Men, I'd have pit stains the size of canned hams. Or, I'm sure glad I got a good night's rest at overpriced hotel chain, so I'd be ready for today's grueling questions. Product plugs for everything from antacids and aspirin to bourbon and Xanax are just as easily made. And this is only the tip of the iceberg. In an effort to soften his image, a lumber industry executive could be seen nervously fiddling with a stuffed owl. Or an advocate of Social Security privatization could drink from a mug saying, "World's greatest grandson." And then there's product placement on clothing. Ties could be emblazoned with, "Pass HR 912. And crests on breast pockets could read, "Push Bush to ban." But there's no reason to stop at such subtlety. Why not entirely cover suits with logos of sponsoring corporations or legislative messages? Heck, it works for NASCAR. Lobbying firms could sponsor entire hearings, outfitting questioners and questioned alike in hats, shirts, ties, mugs, and water bottles, with their position emblazoned on them in bold letters. The possibilities are mind-boggling, and I could go on, but I'm dying for a cup of coffee. Anyone want to pay me to say which one?
The comments of Peter Loesch, the director of the Justice Project, a Washington, D.C.-based nonprofit group that advocates death penalty reform.